good times for the Toronto Argos, at least outside of the football side of things, at least for the time being. New practice facility down at Downsview, hooking up with MLSE. Argos CEO Chris Rudge joining us on the line right now. Thanks a lot for this, Chris. And everybody looks at this and they see the partnership with MLSE, and there's been rumors that MLSE is maybe interested in buying the team. Is this just, is there anything to be gleaned from that, or is this just a couple of big sports entities in this city coming together and helping each other out?
Well, I think you have to look at this deal as a standalone item, but I think what it does indicate is that we do have a good working relationship as professional organizations with them. You know, if you add into the mix the fact that I believe at some point we will land in BMO Field, which will be a better home for us, a better kind of stadium for us to play in. That's a complicated deal, but I think it will get there. These two pieces are pretty important for the future of the team. We're going through a lot of things right now, and then, you know, there's been a lot of negative press lately, and these things tend to become self-fulfilling prophecies and feed on each other, and it's hard for us to address them knowing what's really going on behind the scenes. The situation much better than people realize, and I think this indicates that.
So our talks
with MLSE is important to us, and having a practice facility like this is going to give us a step up from where we've been for many years.
Excuse me, Chris. Talks still ongoing with well, regards to BMO Field?
On BMO Field, absolutely. I mean, their priority is to get it ready for their Pan Am commitment and for the changes they need to make for soccer next year. But it's clear the city has approved their improvement in that facility based upon a commitment to football down the road. They need some more dollars to facilitate that. But at the end of the day, the dollars they're talking about are not huge. And I think the various parties will come to the table to do that. So those talks are certainly ongoing for sure.
Chris, as far as having a nice practice facility, you guys were in Mississauga a couple of years ago before that place burned down. So now you're at Downsview.
18 years in Mississauga.
Yeah. So it was
not a robust facility. And
no.
That's not to diminish the people at U of T. They were great people, but they just didn't have a great field. And none of the former owners in this franchise has ever invested in a proper practice facility. And I guess the fire was a catalyst, and the need to do something different has pushed us into a situation where we're now going to have a very good practice facility.
Yeah, and can that translate to results on the field?
Well, the results of the field speak for themselves. We're off to a slow start right now, but Grey Cup in 2012, first in the East last year, one bad half of football. We'd have been back in the Grey Cup again. Strong team this year, but five or six of our starters, particularly key Canadians out, are hurting the team. So off to a slow start, but, you know, in the CFL, things turn around pretty quickly. BC was 0-5 a few years ago, and they won the Grey Cup. So I'm not overly upset over that. I talked to Barker and Milanovic. They have a good sense of where we are, and I think the team is going to be fine. But certainly this is going to enhance stability, though, for the franchise in terms of knowing where we're going to be and having a better practice environment, which makes it easier for the coaches.
Certainly is going to be of benefit to the Argos to actually practice on a CFL regulation-sized artificial turf. Now, this agreement on the new practice facility, Chris, it came from discussions about a possible MLSE purchase. Like this agreement stemmed from those talks?
I'd say that was the genesis. I think when there was an interest expressed on the part of leadership at MLSE to take a look at ownership of the Argos and Mr. Braley's desire to entertain offers, one thing led to another, and while no deal was ever consummated, certainly what has come out of that is the practice facility and the ability to play at BMO if that deal is finished. Whether other talks are resurrected down the road, I can't speak to that. That's up to the parties on both sides to decide.
Talking to Argos CEO Chris Rudge. Chris, do the Argos, is the goal for the Argos to get back to being one of the premier sports draws in this city, or is that ship sailed and now it's just looking to, you know, taking that secondary sports marketplace and having a hold on that? What is the long-term goal for the Toronto Argonauts in this city?
Well, I guess I can't force myself to say that ship has ever sailed, or I'd probably wasting my time being here. I mean, if you take a look at what happened with the Grey Cup in this town, everybody said that we're not really a CFL town. We ran the best Grey Cup in the history of this country. You take a look at our playoff game against Hamilton last year, 35,000 to 40,000 fans there, a very, very exciting environment. I think if we get in the right environment, we can recapture the hearts and souls of people in Toronto the way we did for many, many years. At one point, it was the Argos and the Leafs, you know, and our cachet eroded to some degree. But we have to build that back up. And I think Torontonians have the capacity to come back and say, geez, you know, this is the place I want to be. We have to become pertinent. We have to become part of the water cooler conversation. We have to become part of the conversation on shows like yours and in the rest of the media, where there are things going on with the Argos that excite people to talk about in sport. That's our job to get it there. We can't be dependent on everybody else to carry the bag for us. But a good team on the field, and I think a good playing environment and a good compelling entertainment experience can bring that back. These things don't happen overnight. It's not a eureka activity. We have to have a longer view. We took a long time to dig ourselves into a hole, and it's going to take a bit of time to dig out of it. But I happen to believe that it can happen.
Chris, I know that this deal with the new practice facility stands alone, and I get that. And the future of talks as far as moving into BMO Field, ownership talks, that's up in the air and in the future, you don't know. But does even having your club on MLSE property, sharing practice and office space with an MLSE team like the TFC, give you hope that you can continue that ownership dialogue along with this relationship with them?
Well, I have to put on my personal hat here. I can't speak for David Braley, and I certainly can't speak for the proprietors of MLSE. But if I put my personal hat on, I hope that dialogue can continue. They have, within their operation, you know, the muscle and the size and scope to bring resources to the table that we can't do as a single entity in this town. And if the two ever got together, if you take a look at the, spreading the cost base and rationalizing over a broader base, if you take a look at the corporate partnership muscle we could bring to the table, the ticket generating capacity and everything else, we will be way ahead as an organization. And I think I've looked at the pro forma. This business could be in the black within a couple of years in a BMO Field with all the right resources at the table. So I'm optimistic that somehow something could get there. My personal opinion, I can't speak for David, as I said, or for MLSE, but if I had more million in the bank, I'd probably buy it and give it a try.
You don't? Yeah, but I do.
But I don't. So, I'm here as a facilitator.
Chris, well, hopefully it does come to fruition. Thanks a lot for this.
You're very welcome.